ESPN 93.5, ESPN93.5.com. I'm Zach James, and the Chicago Cubs World Series trophy is coming to town, and it's coming to town on Monday at the River Music Experience coming up here during the lunch hour from noon to 1:30. The River Music Experience, located at 129 Main Street here in Davenport, and it's the first of several stops that the World Series trophy is going to make in the state of Iowa. It'll also make stops in Iowa City on Monday night, the City Rapids Ice Arena on Tuesday if you can't make it to Davenport on Monday afternoon. It'll also be in Des Moines on Wednesday afternoon, and then it really won't come back to the area until next weekend. It'll be in Champaign next Saturday, and then February 8th at the Under Armour Brand House in Chicago. So if you had the opportunity to come down to the River Music Experience to get your photo taken with the Chicago Cubs trophy, be sure to do so. And here to talk a little bit more about that, let's welcome him in. He is the Executive Vice President for Community Affairs for the Chicago Cubs. He is Mike Lufrano. Mike, welcome in. This is a fantastic opportunity for Cubs fans to really have an experience of what they've been waiting for 108 years, and that is to take a picture with a World Series trophy.
Isn't that fun to say? I try to say that once or twice a day. The Cubs won the World Series. It's a great thing. Thanks for having me, and we're excited to be coming to the Quad Cities. It's really been a phenomenal experience traveling with the World Series trophy. Everywhere we go, Cub fans just have this outpouring of support, of enthusiasm, of connection to our season and to this historic World Series victory. And we're excited to bring that across Iowa next week and get to as many fans in as many places as we can. We know there are so many fans across Iowa who've been with us and supporting us for so long, and being able to take a little piece of our championship year and share it with those fans is a great experience for us and so important to our team.
Now, what's the protocol of this? How can fans be assured that they are going to get to see the trophy and get a picture taken with the Hall of Wear?
Yeah, I would say get there early. The first 500 fans in line will receive a wristband that will guarantee their ability to see the trophy and get their picture with it. Unfortunately, we don't know how many folks will turn out, and so we can't guarantee beyond that anybody who shows up later would be able to get a picture. We're going to try and stay as long as we can at every stop and accommodate as many people as time will permit, but get there early if you want to guarantee yourself a wristband and a chance to see the trophy.
I've seen other organizations do this. I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, and I've noticed that they traveled around California with their World Series trophies when they won their titles. But what made the Cubs media relations, community relations, what have you, what made them want to go on a tour like this?
Not every fan. We know not every fan's going to be able to come to Wrigley Field next summer to see the trophy. We know Cub fans in particular across Iowa have been tremendous, have supported us for many, many years, some of which were great and exciting years and some of which were longer years. But our connection to those fans goes back generations. And being able to take the trophy on the road to share it, it's not something we can't pick up the ballpark and move it, but we can take the trophy, and it's a bit of our championship season that we can bring to the people and Cubs fans of Iowa.
How big a crowd has this gotten? This isn't the first stop in the tour. There's been several stops, including Rockford, Bloomington, Normal, just to name a couple. What have the crowds been like so far? As expected, I'm assuming?
Oh, it's been tremendous, and it's fun to see. I went up to one fan a few weeks ago in Naperville, Illinois, the first fan in line for a stop much like the one in the Quad Cities over the lunch hour, and I asked what time he had gotten there. He told me he'd been there since about 6:30. I said, that's terrific, 6:30, but it was really cold, and you've been standing in the cold for hours, 4 or 5 hours in the cold to see the trophy. He said, no, not 4 or 5 hours. I meant 6:30 last night. And he had been there overnight, along with a number of his friends, waiting to see the trophy because of the connection to the team. And that's so important, and that message is something that we here at Wrigley Field never take for granted. We have the best fans in all of sports, and being able to share it is so exciting for us, and we know it's something we're proud to be able to help our fans.
Will the trophy be on display for fans during the regular season, too, during the home games for the Cubs?
We're still working out the details, but yes, it'll be on display at Wrigley Field. It'll find a home here around the ballpark, and fans who make the trip to Wrigley Field, whether it's on a game day or a non-game day, will have the opportunity to see it.
He is Mike Lufrano. He is the Executive Vice President for Community Affairs for the Chicago Cubs. Mike, thanks for the time.